And it's time to bring in Mr. Will Ferrell. And here he is. Wow. It is.
Good morning.
In his own skin.
Look at this.
Look at this.
In real life.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
How goes it?
I'm very well. Nice to meet you.
I'll put these on. Okay.
Yeah, put them on. Well, you're a tall man.
Yes.
You can sit down, you can stand at
6'3".
6'3".
Wow.
Same as myself.
295 pounds.
See, we don't do pounds
oh,
in,
you don't?
In the UK.
You're
we
more
do,
than that.
We do what?
Do you think?
I can't work.
14 pounds in a stone.
Yep. I'm about 150 pounds.
How much is a stone?
14 pounds.
14 pounds.
Get the calculator.
So I'm about 140 pounds.
So you're 10 stones.
Yeah.
I would be...
That's right.
So, how are you?
I'm really good.
Do you like the UK?
I have an echo in my head.
Oh, though. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I can change that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to change that?
Why is that?
Because Hello? It's on the... It's ever so slightly delayed yeah. oh, in our headphones, but we're used to it now. So it should be okay when I speak.
It's great when you speak.
But when you speak, it'll be a bit weird.
I sound like I'm going crazy.
Yeah, and if I press a button... How's that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
That's wonderful.
Wait,
now,
how do I sound?
What's going on now?
No, I'm talking normal.
Now you sound like you're underwater.
No, 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 no.
That...
I just want to find him.
That sounds like you're brushing teeth.
I have many friends.
I'm drinking out of one of your West Wing mugs
yeah,
that just arrived
too.
Yesterday.
I got one too.
Yes.
They're quite
wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you want, you can keep it.
Mm. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, this is my first time in person ever on London radio.
UK radio.
UK radio.
This is national.
In fact,
international.
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 We broadcast to America and Canada.
Via
Sirius.
Sirius.
Mm. Yes.
Tis true.
Yeah, so.
That's right.
This is fun for me.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it fun for you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So. Well, let's
so
if it works well, you can come back. I mean, you haven't started yet, but let's
okay.
see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
I'm not making any
Should
promises.
Should I push any of these buttons?
No.
Okay.
You can if you wish, but... You know.
You'd recommend not.
Many of my friends have got very excited that you're on the show today.
Okay.
Davina is listening. She's
right.
very giddy. She said that you're a genius. But I've got to say, she uses that word a lot.
Okay. That's what I've heard about Davina.
And Vernon...
She uses that word way too much.
It's overused with her.
Way too much. Mm. Vernon Kay, who's a big television and radio star in this country, he loves you. And Rose, she's from San Francisco, so that's like America. You probably met her.
we go way back.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And JK, who's on before us, and my friend Longman, because he's tall,
hence
he's a long man, who sent me a text saying that Anchorman is the funniest film ever, fact, and they've done tests, and 60% of the time, it's people's funniest film. And he says that's science. So
that is science, official. Isn't it?
60% of the time, it's
60%
all the time.
People's funniest film when polled.
60% of the time, it's people's funniest film every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
That you can't argue against.
How do you
like
those cookies?
I love it.
Good.
I love it.
Good.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about your current film,
right?
Which is called Talladega Nights.
Talladega.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talladega Nights.
Where's Talladega?
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
That's right.
Talladega is in Alabama.
Wow.
Have you ever been to Alabama before?
No.
Yeah. No.
You probably don't need to go.
Right, okay.
But...
if I watch the movie, then that's it. Culturally, I get everything.
Yeah.
I don't need to go.
But it's one of the biggest races, the NASCAR race circuit.
Yeah.
Which is kind of our version of... Formula One, without any twists or turns,
but more colourful.
We just
more
go in a
round and round and round and round.
Yeah, but more colourful cars. Exactly,
yeah, they are. They're prettier.
They're prettier.
Yeah,
and there's products placed all over them. And
do you know what I like? You know, and I've never met you before.
Right.
But do you know what I like instantly?
Is eye contact.
Eye contact is good, but you're wearing kind of what well, looks like the same jacket that you wear whilst driving in the movie. In fact,
have you got a still from the movie?
The fact it doesn't say Wonder on it, it's virtually the same. It's virtually the same jacket.
That's my driving suit.
Yeah,
but similar colors.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's almost the same.
I should have worn my hat. I had a Wonder Bread hat.
Do
you have Wonder Bread here?
No,
we don't. Yeah. We have Mother's Pride.
A Mighty White.
Oh, Mother's Pride.
Yeah. And Warburtons.
Warburtons.
And Mighty White.
Yeah.
Is that
thanks for coming in. Bye-bye. How was the interview with the English guy? We talked about bread. Do you know, they don't have Wonder Bread, but do you know
they have Mighty White and Warburtons.
And Warburtons.
Yeah.
I ate 6 loaves of Warburtons while I was in the UK.
Do you know, now you'll get sent a truckload to your hotel.
They'll be very Warburtons. Impressed, yeah.
They will do that.
What kind of bread is Warburtons?
Whatever bread you want. They do thick bread. They do Toasties, very
right?
good.
Yeah.
That's a personal favourite
of mine. Warby's Toasty.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then, obviously, there's the classic Hovis, which is, you know, they do brown bread and healthy bread like that. They also do the traditional white, but they do the whole range of... I mean, they're bread makers.
Because Wonder Bread is the white.
Right. Just white.
Bad.
Is it just white?
Just the white, yeah.
They don't go for any kind of whole grain or anything like that?
No.
Oh, they've got to move with the times.
Yeah, they refuse to.
The bread market is very competitive. You've got to be putting out the right products.
Yeah,
you have to stay one step ahead in the bread market.
Sure,
I've put a lot of my money into bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread
products. Wonder Bread.
What kind of bread products are you referring to? Products made out of bread.
Products made out of bread.
The Golden Bread Bridge.
I'm not familiar with the Golden Bread Bridge.
It's a bridge
made of bread.
Golden bread.
I don't know either.
Bye bye.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. The ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yes.
And Ricky Bobby, I can't do his voice, but he kind of talks like that.
Ricky Bobby kind of talks like this. He's the best race car driver there is. And he lives by one motto: if you ain't first, you're last.
That's right. Because it's the fastest who gets paid.
And it's the fastest that gets
laid. Yeah. I like that.
Ooh.
Do you like that?
I like that little beat that's happening.
What, this?
Ding, yeah. Because it kicked in right when you said
laid.
Laid.
And paid.
Laid.
Yeah, see?
And laid.
See, this is your singing coming back out again. You're itching. I can feel it.
I'm trying. I mean, whenever there's a microphone, I love to sing.
Sure, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
You're the same.
Yeah.
I heard a little story about you.
About me singing?
Yeah. You finished third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But out of like 10,000.
I heard it was only 8.
Yeah, it was 8.
8,000? Or
it was
8 people?
It was 9. No, 8 people.
It was technically 9. 9 acts.
I heard it was 8 and 2 dogs.
Yeah. No, they were quite good looking. They were quite pretty.
But third, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk about it.
All right, we won't.
It's painful. But I saw Elton John last night.
Yeah?
And he was telling me he watched me on that singing
You're
show.
You're such a name dropper.
I know.
Last night with Elton.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. Don't make it out like last night with Elton. We weren't kissing and cuddling.
We weren't hanging out.
He was doing a gig.
Okay.
Yeah. So the film.
Did you get up on stage and sing with him?
No, I didn't.
Did he invite you?
No. I said to him, "What song do you want me on?" And he said, "Don't Go Breaking My Heart." But it's very high. Nobody knows it.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Did he? You should have sang "Tiny Dancer."
See now,
right?
I would have liked
that. That is Rachel's favorite Elton song.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Right.
Is it I thought it was Tony Danza.
Oh. I've been
from Who's the Boss?
That's right.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Brilliant. I love this show.
Who's the boss? Because you're the boss, even though you are a weird house.
And he was just a housekeeper,
man.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird show, if you think about it.
Do you know, I think there's a movie in that. Tony Danza goes on to be a huge... He's
you know
the
there was the
to-
there's the Tony Danza show in the United States.
Still,
talk
no.
show. No, it got canceled. No.
Okay.
I did watch Duran Duran play a song from their new album on the Tony Danza show.
Wow.
And I was like, poor Duran Duran. What are they doing on the Tony Danza show?
But was it poor Duran Duran or was it good Duran Duran?
It was okay Duran Duran. But Tony, they kept cutting to Tony dancing like a fool.
Tony Danza. Tony Danza.
Dancing like a tiny dancer.
I think we've worked it out.
Yeah.
This is great. So the premiere of your movie is tonight.
It's tonight.
Wow.
Now, I've never been to
a London premiere.
Of anything I've ever been in.
You would say premiere.
We would say a premiere.
Premiere.
But this is a London premiere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're saying it wrong. But that's fine. That's okay. Now, will you have to go and do a little speech at the beginning.
I don't know how it's structured exactly. I'm sure it'll be somewhat similar, and there'll be a red carpet, and there'll be interviews.
That's right.
And people with cameras and yelling my name.
Well!
Right.
Well!
One more!
Yeah.
Right here!
Yeah.
One more! To the left!
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you turn to go away, you'll hear that disappointed, because they didn't get the exact shot they wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah. But will you have to go and then stand at the front of the audience in the movie theatre?
I think so, yeah.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Enjoy the movie. I'm going to sit down here, and when the lights go down, I'm going through the exit and going for dinner with my wife.
I've already seen the film 12 times.
Yeah, I'm in it. Why do I want to sit through
Except
it?
Except here's the
And by the way, none of you
thing.
Are paid, so I'm not really happy
I don't really
about
care.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, get out.
They should pay for premiere. Why do they get to see it for free?
I don't know. In fact, maybe tonight I make them pay. Yeah.
Why don't you... Listen, clean your West Wing mug and send it around.
Go as like a collection.
People put money in.
Yeah.
Do you like that? But make sure the tea is... or the coffee is out. Otherwise, you get soggy notes.
Right.
And nobody's happy with it.
Nobody wants that. You know, my wife still hasn't seen the movie, so this will be the first time she gets to see it.
Oh, so... So
I will watch it, actually.
Probably. You'll sit all the way through it?
I will.
All right. Well, you could just go for dinner on your own.
I might bring a sandwich.
Yeah. Get something delivered.
Chinese food, maybe.
Yeah, just ring them up and say, whatever cinema is, I think it'll be the Odeon or something like that.
Yeah, I might,
I'll be on the front row. I'm the fella who looks like the fella on the big screen.
I look very similar to the actor in the movie.
Brilliant.
And I'll be looking out for you.
Mr. Fowell! Mr. Fowell! Mr. Fowell!
Yes!
Mr. Fowell!
Right here.
I have your food.
Thank you.
And then we're going, shh.
Peking duck.
Oh, actually, I didn't get the Peking duck, but...
Okay, I'll come back.
No, wait.
What? Maybe,
Wonton soup?
Yes.
Okay.
And,
Soup's not easy in the dark, though, is it?
It's but I have straw for Mr. Fowell. I'm a big fan of your movies, Colin.
You know, Colin Farrell was down in the lobby.
I heard.
We do apologise. If our security
you
personnel...
You guys wouldn't let him in. Yeah, you didn't let Colin in, but you let me
if
in.
If they called you Colin, we apologise.
It was before he got here. The security guard was very impressed.
Mike Farrell.
He talks in that American accent all the time, that Colin, despite being Irish. He never lets it slip anymore. So listen, the movie is out on the 15th of September, and everybody has to go and
Everyone has to go see it.
Yeah. And you co-wrote the film yourself?
I co-wrote the film. I was a producer on the movie.
Wow.
I did a lot of the catering. I cooked a lot of the meals for the crew. I provided security.
Fabulous.
Some of the costumes.
Which I can see you're wearing today.
I did a lot of things.
Yeah. And if you ain't first...
You're last.
You're last. Like that? If you ain't first, you're last. In a world where time stands still, Ricky Bobby had a mission. A mission to come first. And not finish last. Opens Friday.
Theaters near you.
There you go. I'd love to do
check local press for details.
I'd love to do that with John for a living.
Not available in Wales.
Are you not selling the movie in Wales?
No, we decided not to.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
In a car where no one can hear you scream unless...
Speed is his enemy, and yet somehow it's his friend.
I like this. You could do exactly the same movie again.
Right.
But different. With all dead straight faces and serious music.
Exactly.
Yeah. And but do you know what I like about it? Do you know who was also in the movie? The bear from the Bruce Willis movie when they had to drill on that meteorite which is coming to kill everybody on the Earth.
Oh.
Armageddon.
Michael Clark Duncan.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a voice like that.
He does.
No, he talks like that. And he's a huge man. He's a big man.
He's huge.
But
gigantic.
I bet in real life, he's a cuddler.
No.
No, he's,
no
he
not at all.
Kill you?
Yeah, he would.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd break you in half.
What's
he's like 80 stones.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's heavier than me.
Yeah.
Because I'm,
you were 10 stones.
10 stone. You know, I might be 10'2". I don't want to, you know, I don't want to lie to everybody. I don't want to misinform people.
And Michael, who else is in it? Sasha Baron Cohen.
Hang on a second.
Not the figure skater, Sasha Cohen.
John C. Reilly's
John
in it.
John C. Reilly.
Amy Adams is in it.
Amy Adams.
And
Adam McKay directed it.
Miss Leslie Bibb.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else is in it? Elvis Costello makes an appearance with Mos Def. He makes a cameo at the end of the movie. No joke.
Really?
Yes. But we cut out all of his lines.
Right, okay. Right, fine. I'm an actor myself.
What's happening? Rachel just laughed.
It's only taking you 10 minutes.
Right, because technically 20.
Oh.
I'm an actor myself. I'm breaking into the world of acting. I've done a couple of movies.
Right.
I'm currently trying to break into television.
Yes.
I see, I kind of did it the other way around. So if you're ever...
going from radio...
Radio to movies.
Into, right.
To television. But I want to go...
I'm trying to get back into radio.
Right, okay.
So, anyway.
Well, we could do a job swap.
But what were you about to say?
Can I have a part in a movie? Please. You give me a line, I'll deliver it now.
Okay. Say, honey, now's not the time.
Honey, now's not the time.
Okay, I like what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Let's take it again.
Okay.
But this time, not so angry.
Honey, now's not the time.
Why'd you sound like Louis Armstrong?
Because I read on the internet that Will is
I'm a huge Louis Armstrong.
He's making the Louis Armstrong story.
We're making... Oh, I just banged the microphone.
That's okay. You bang away.
We're making the Louis Armstrong story.
Yeah.
I see trees of green. And red roses, too.
Got me an idea for a song.
Oh,
is it going to happen?
Listen, you make it happen. You're the magic man of Hollywood. You can make these things happen.
Let's get we'll get this thing going.
Yeah.
So you're going to start the Louis Armstrong story.
You need to suspend disbelief.
It's going to be just a different interpretation.
Yeah. Many people don't realize that Louis Armstrong was a white guy from Leeds in Yorkshire in the north of England.
See, I didn't realize. I would have imagined there'd be a lot of other people ahead of you in the casting queue for the role of Louis Armstrong.
No. Now then, how are you? Louis Armstrong's the name, and singing's my game.
I see trees of green.
Thank you very much. Like a
cut.
Thank you. All right, I said thank you very much before you said cut. Thank you very much. I've got to get that action cut thing down. That's getting in the way of my acting.
But do they say it differently here?
What do you mean?
Action. They say, and turnover.
Yeah, turnover.
Right?
Yeah. But then they say action.
Oh, then they say action?
Sometimes they say go.
Oh, okay.
I did a bit of filming the other week, and I actually asked them if they could say action because I wanted to make...
What, with the board? Action.
With the...
The guy was just like this, okay? And off you go. Like that. And I'm like, can you not say action? I have a trailer.
Did you... You felt let down when he said off you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and they did say cut, but if you were doing a movie...
You can just say... To yourself, you can say action.
But, Will, you're doing a movie.
Right.
Let's say I'm directing. Right? If I don't say action...
I won't know what to
do. You're stood there like a lemon.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I say something other than cut and you deliver the line, just give me a line and I'll be the director.
Okay. So, anyway, we're going to have to cut off your leg.
Okie dokie. Wicked. There you go.
See,
not the same.
It's not the same.
Cut. Mind you, cut would be... Probably very inappropriate after a line.
After
like
a line
that.
Like that, it would be somewhat insensitive.
I love this interview. Can you come on the show tomorrow?
We could serialize it. This would just be part one.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah.
You could hang out with us, be part of the team.
You go from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
7 to 10. So I have a wide, open window.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Come in tomorrow.
I could report how it went last night.
Hmm. Yeah. I wanted. How long are you in the UK for?
I'm here for 6 months. I'm under quarantine.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a long time.
So.
Okay.
No, I leave tomorrow.
Oh, right. Okay. Fine.
I leave tomorrow night.
Why don't you stay a bit longer?
Because I have to,
What? What do you have to do? Seriously. What do you have to do?
You bring up an excellent point. There's really nothing I need to do.
We'll see you tomorrow morning then.
Take a week.
Okay.
show your wife around London.
Right.
Show her the sights and the sounds.
Mm-hmm. Come in for...
Come and chill with us.
For 20 minutes to a half hour.
We'll give you a contributor's fee.
Really?
Hang on, we didn't say that.
Yeah, we can swing
it. It's about $200. Yeah, I know.
Okay. And breakfast.
So that can
big
be
bucks.
Like my per diem, in a way.
And by the way, I will promise you, I will guarantee as much Warburton's bread as you can take home with your suitcase.
Well, actually, that's a good point. You've got to come in tomorrow to collect all the bread, which will get sent in today. Yeah.
I want to be rolling naked in Warmington's bread.
Really? Warburton's.
Warburton's.
What?
Warburton's?
Hang on, I'm very ill.
Excuse me a second.
What's happening?
Right. Listen, it's lovely to meet you. And you have to go, apparently. I would like you to stay.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my next
what is your
destination.
Next? Do you even know what it is?
I'm just going. I'm going to be blindfolded and put in an unmarked car.
I bet you £5, whatever it is you have to do next, will not be as fun as this.
I don't think, you know what? I don't think it will be.
Yeah. And I think the people making you do it, you should kill them.
I've got my marching orders.
Talented Negley Nights.
Right.
Which is the Ballad of
Opens
Ricky Bobby.
Friday.
Opens Friday.
Friday. Right?
It's cinemas nationwide.
Nationwide.
And I've got news for you. You can also see the movie in Wales. They just phoned us and it's been sorted.
It's up and running.
It's been sorted.
It's been sorted out.
And you have an open invitation to come back to the show anytime you wish.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I've enjoyed myself. This computer is not working.
I think that's the news computer.
Oh, okay.
So it's only really there for news.
There's a couple of video games.
That's what you do.
What is that?
That's me pressing that, you see. tries to make you feel, because I'm getting the feeling that you really do want to be a DJ.
You know what?
You'd be a great DJ in a movie.
I kind of would love it.
You would.
Yeah.
And good morning, everybody.
Wake up, everybody.
Oh, God will kill you. Here's the animals in the House of the Rising Sun.
You could be on Christian FM, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we write a movie together?
Oh, about Christian FM.
Yeah.
About a radio guy
right.
who looks like you.
Right.
And he's friends
played by
with...
You.
No, played by you. He's also friends with two guys from England.
Hello.
Hi.
Right.
Right.
And a really annoying producer.
Yeah. And anywhere you go, we go.
You like that?
Okay.
And that's the...
In a world where people follow him around, these people follow this man down the street. He's never alone. Because...
He's with us!
Yes.
Hello!
Yes.
And then we can just follow you around by bread.
And we'll just kind of make it up?
A bit like Entourage, why but not? In a radio way.
That's right.
Okay.
I like that. And, how about this? You're the laziest...
I think I need some work.
Really? I haven't finished the pitch.
Okay.
You're the laziest DJ in the world.
Right.
And you sit with your feet up on the desk with a cigar and a cowboy hat. And we press all the buttons.
And do all the work.
Do all the work.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my life normally.
Here's the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley! And you are going to go and get the record out, put it on the turntable.
And then we go on adventures?
Kind of. We go camping and we find an alien spaceship.
And then we use the power of the aliens to rob banks.
This is working so well.
And we carry all the stuff a bit like the Oompa Loompas to your Willy Wonka kind of character.
Okay,
that's right.
We'd be the factory.
Okay. Don't answer now.
Okay, I'm not going to.
But
I'm going to mull it over.
But
and when I come back tomorrow, I'll have an answer.
Brilliant. Okay. I'm so excited. Now I'm excited. Please go and see the movie. It opens Friday. Will Ferrell, you're a very beautiful...
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Right, Dave, Tidus Link, can you get to today's from yesterday's Soup Dragons and I'm Free?
I'm Free was probably the first thing Nelson Mandela said
Talladega
when he was released in 1990.
Open
Other
Friday.
Things to be released in
Talladega
1990
Nights.
Include the single Opposites, a track by Paula Abdul, and also the film Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
Talladega
Tom
Nights.
Cruise also starring Risky
Friday,
Business,
nationwide.
Where he had to get his parents' house back
Except
in one
Wales.
Piece before they got back off holiday, which
Wales
was a similar plot line to that of the Yellow Pages ad, where the bloke needs a French polisher and then right at the end
Talladega
finds out
Nights.
That one of their paintings has still got a moustache on it. moustache is something that both Tom Selleck and Brandon from The Killers have in common. The Killers played an exclusive gig for Radio 1 last Friday in Blackpool. Blackpool is somewhere famous for its tower, as are Pisa in Italy and, of course, Paris in France. As well as being the capital of France, Paris is also the imaginatively titled debut album from Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton's dad owns a chain of hotels worldwide, and hotels are what you might stay in if you're not at home and are on the road touring the world in a top international rock band, like, say, Coldplay, for example, which leads us cleverly to this morning's Teeter Sink. It is, of course, Coldplay. Opens Friday. Talladega Nights. Shiver.
It's subliminal advertising at its best. Thank you, Will. Have a great time.
Thanks for having me. All right.
Bread. So, we need to rate the guest. Now, normally Alan would join in on rating the guest, but he wasn't here because he's just flown back from New York. Flash git. So, Dominic, will you please take Alan's place?
Yes, I will.
As we prepare to rate today's guests. Rate the guest. Dun-dun-dun. Rate the guest. Dave, so, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
What do you think of today's guest, Mr. Will Ferrell?
Out of a possible score of 10, I'm going to give Mr. Will Ferrell a very strong 8.5.
Wow, it's 8.5 from Comedy Day. Rachel, rate the guest, Mr. Will Ferrell.
I think he's one of my favourites. I'm going to give him 9.5.
Wow! That's a score of 18 out of 20 so far. This is
good score.
Very well. Dominic Byrne, in place of Alad Haddon-Jones, rate Mr. Will Ferrell.
Well, before Dave actually gave his score, I too had in my head a strong...
You are joking.
8.5.
Wow! A round of applause for that, please. 26.5.
I'll add it up at the end if you want.
Okay. Weirdly, I too would have said 8.5. So I am giving him a total of 8.5.
Wow, that's high scores.
Strong performance, isn't it?
Okay, I have written it down already. I have my total.
Eight. So better than Halle Berry, then?
I have my total.
Let's see how long it takes to get it.
Hang on, 11, 12.
Well, if you stop talking, I can do it.
Sorry.
8 plus 8
7,
is 16.
7, 9, 21,
plus
22.
The other 2.2 is 24.
Divide by 8.
9 11, is 13.
14.
Plus 14 4 halves.
Carrots.
Is 2... I'm going to say... Are you ready?
Yes.
35 out of 40.
That puts him in second place. Out of a list of now 16 names, Will Ferrell is the second most popular guest so far with a score of 35. So, that's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Good score.
Well, that ruins our plans to have the top three back then at the end of the year.
No, we'll just change the results. No one will remember.
Yeah. Okay.
So is he right behind Patsy Kensit now?
He is just in behind Patsy Kensit and just in front of Richard Ashcroft.
Wow.
What we'll do is towards the end of the run, we'll just make sure that the top three are all British-based stars.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Very helpful.
We have the best, the highest-rated guests coming back from the UK or ones that we could get hold of.
We could talk to him on the telephone, couldn't we?
Exactly. Anyway, there you go. It's 9:26.